Today's devotional is from Psalm 114, verses 1 through 8, and was written by Mary Washington Hornizes. My own Exodus story goes like this. According to the Division of Youth and Family Services of Essex County, New Jersey, I was born to unfit parents in Newark, New Jersey, in 1966. Due to parental neglect, I was removed from their care at 11 and a half months of age. I would never see my biological parents again. During my exodus as a brown-skinned baby with hazel eyes and hair like steel wool, I was placed in a Catholic orphanage and several foster homes until I was adopted at age 8. The three white women who lived with my new family were of mixed Jewish heritage, that is, Jewish, German, Polish. Their parents were hidden children, a term used for the mainly Jewish children who were hidden during the Holocaust in an attempt to save them from the Nazis. These three women were like my big sisters. I loved them and they loved me. We were different, but I could tell that there was something that made us the same. These men were being hidden because they were unfit too. They were defective, just like my biological mother. When one of the mothers of the three women living with my adoptive family would visit her daughter, Ruth, the mother would always tell the Exodus story. Not the story as recited in the Haggadah Jewish historical text, but her own Exodus story of the hidden children. As we commemorate the work of the cross on this Easter Sunday, we will celebrate because we are no longer orphans. We have been redeemed. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Amen.